Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Show,
the go-to source for everything real estate.
Whether you're buying your first home, expanding your investment portfolio, or preparing to sell, we've got the expert insights you need. Join your host, Larry Shackman, the real estate therapist, a top-producing Chicagoland broker and title agent, as he breaks down the latest market trends, negotiation strategies, staging tips, financing options, and more. Each week, we bring in industry leaders to help you navigate this fast-paced, ever-changing market with confidence. Today's show is brought to you by ListingAgentAdvantage.com, helping agents close more listings, drive referrals, and dominate their market. Visit ListingAgentAdvantage.com and take your business to the next level.
Licensed in Illinois, number 475-145-796, title number TA43-400-9613.
Now, here's Larry.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're happy to have you here. You are listening to or watching on LinkedIn, the Real Estate Radio Show. And today we have with us Tom Demos, I'm hopefully pronouncing that right, and Jocelyn Vass. And they are the creators and I believe co-founders at Final Offer, which is a recently launched here in Illinois, and I'm assuming in other places around the country, a negotiation platform where technology, trust, and transparency all kind of merge in this new market we're living in, where clear cooperation is certainly front and center. We're going to talk a lot about that today. And let's bring Jocelyn and Tom on. There's Jocelyn, there is Tom, and how you guys doing?
Great, how are you?
Awesome. Now, are both of you in the Chicagoland area?
You go ahead, Tom. I'm in Washington, D.C.
Okay, what's the weather in Washington? We're going to be 80 here in Chicago.
Same. We're like 80s and a lot of pollen and a lot of,
a lot of allergies. Yeah. I hear you. Well, I'm happy to have you guys here today because I'm excited to talk about this. You recently launched in Illinois. The website, the platform is called Final Offer. And now, are you guys the founders of Final Offer, the creators? How exactly?
Yeah, no, I wish. No, I'm a real estate agent in the Washington, D.C. market for 16 years now. And after being an agent for 16 years, Final Offer came to town in the D.C. market and launched there about 2 years ago. And when they had launched, I thought, oh, this is pretty cool. And I used it on a listing that I had sitting on the market for a while. Mm-hmm. And the concept of Final Offer is real-time offer alerts, right? Like today, properties are listed for sale. They go under contract. They sell. There's no data and information on when an offer is made, how many offers are made, and what those offers look like. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, one of the biggest questions consumers and agents ask are, is there really another offer? Or, you know, was my offer presented, or what's the other offer for, right? These are the questions that Final Offer is solving for by filling a gap in what the data looks like from an access perspective, but it's also a major differentiator for real estate agents. Agents are seeing they're growing their business because they're doing something different and they're relating and giving something the consumer is interested in. Mm-hmm. And so I'm the chief knowledge officer, though. I'm the agent awesome. Brains of the company.
Yeah, awesome. And Tom, how does it look in terms of your involvement with Final Offer and all that?
Yeah, actually, so I've been in the real estate technology realm for about 20 years with various companies, and then joined Final Offer and it really run run the Midwest area, so the Midwest market, and then from there, you know, it's really just getting the word out to broker owners, understanding, you know, what Final Offer is and why it's going to make a big difference in the marketplace.
Gotcha. So is Final Offer a publicly held company or a privately held company? How does that look?
It's still somewhat like a startup at this point. The majority of people that who have invested in our platform financially are real estate agents and people in the industry that want to see something better and different, a more enhanced experience for all parties involved so that people have information at their fingertips in real time and they actually can understand the process in particular, you know, in infusing trust into the process of particular the negotiation.
So let's talk about this a little bit because, you know, all real estate is local, right? So the rules in Washington, where you are, Jocelyn, are different than where I am here in Illinois and where Tom is, or in Vegas or in Florida. Everything's different. So here in Illinois, I have a listing. Let's say I have a listing on the market and I get a call from someone and I have two offers on it right now. And the agent that calls me says, hey, got a client that's interested in the house. Just curious about this, that, and the other thing about the house. But they never ask me, are there any other offers on the house? I'm not obliged to tell them that unless they ask me. Now, typically, I'm going to tell them anyway because makes sense to tell them.
It creates urgency.
It creates urgency. It creates competition. It does all kinds of good things for the seller. So of course, typically I'm going to tell them that, but I'm not obligated to tell them that if they don't ask. Is that the same kind of way it works in Washington?
Yes. I mean, it's up to the seller if they choose to allow the listing agent in the listing agreement to disclose enough if offers are, you know, exist. And so the agents using our system are using this as a way to win more business by saying to a seller, I'm going to get you the best outcome by all the things you just said, Larry. I'm going to create urgency. I'm going to have more alerts going out to people to ensure no offer opportunity is missed. Right. Yeah. We're filling a gap and we're doing something different. So a lot of sellers and agents see the value. And so we are before we launch an estate, we, you know, legally vet everything. But the concept, think of it as consumer facing offer management with real time offer alerts. Right. Because the concept of offer management isn't that helpful if it's not consumer facing, because who cares? Right. Right. The idea is if the consumers can see it too and get a text message every time an offer is made on their neighbor's home, and now they get to follow along in a process that they usually forget about when a property goes, you know, under contract. There's a lot of value in bringing the consumer into that process a bit more.
Yeah, and any kind of transparency helps, especially now, all the time, but especially now when there's all the press and all the banter out there and everybody bloviating about transparency and this, that, and the other thing. I think it's always been fairly transparent, but in the new world we're living in right now, you know, it's a lot more relevant, if you will. So what's the genesis of Final Offer? How did it start and how does it compare, or are there any competitors on the market right now that do something?
Great question. So our founder is a real estate agent out of Massachusetts, and he sat down with a bunch of tech guys that he knows when COVID hit and pretty much said, you know, I am frustrated over the following reasons. One of those reasons are that I'm losing the leads on my own listing to someone who knows nothing about the property. That was just mind blowing to him. And number two was, you know, he wanted to do more for the consumer. He was frustrated because he got blocked out of deals due to maybe a bad relationship or something happens with the agent, and the seller of that property doesn't even know that his buyer existed or whatever it may be, or the barrier to entry being so low in real estate that anyone could pretty much become a real estate agent in a weekend. That it hurt the industry as a whole. And how can the best agents out there elevate the industry by using technology to fill a void in the process, in particular in understanding how to, you know, deliver data and information that's not out there right now, like when an offer is made or how many offers are made.
And so, Tom, how are you getting the word out about final offer here in Illinois? You just launched in Illinois. What other states are you in right now? I'm assuming you're in Massachusetts.
Yeah, we're in 13 different states currently and launching throughout over the next quarter. We're doubling that, actually. It's a pretty aggressive in regards to our launch. And technically speaking, we're about to launch in Illinois, so within the next 30 days.
Okay.
So, you know, what we're doing is we're just getting the word out, making sure that the brokerages are informed, really grassroots. A lot of communication that way. And then we have a lot of relationships in the marketplace, but the fact that we're already, up and down the East Coast, all the way from Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, all the way down to Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina. And then we're launching in next in Texas, Missouri, and Illinois. Those are the three areas that are our next launch points. Because of the fact that we've partner brokerages already, right? So that's what really starts this process for us. As soon as we find a partner in that particular market, then we're able to launch and then bring that to the marketplace and to the table. And gotcha. In our case, you know what it is a differentiator. Somebody being able to tell your buyer, go to this website. Save searches, save properties, collaborate on these channels, and you're going to get these real-time offer alerts on anything that you're interested in following, really is a unique concept, right? So you add that with the ability for brokerages to add their own broker exclusive listings, to be able to come up with MLS listings and those types of things as well. They could, in a search realm. And you know, one of the things that you brought up earlier that it'll be great to provide clarity on too is every person that makes an offer on our platform must be represented by an agent. You know, we're built by agents for agents, so it's really a area that we've focused in on in regards to just making sure it's a safe place for agents to be able to market their listings.
Awesome.
Well, and Larry, just to add what Tom's saying there is that when consumers come to our site and they actually click request a tour on a listing, those leads go back to the listing agent, right? Okay. That's the big part of where Kevin Caulfield, our founder, you know, it made no sense that someone who knew nothing about the property is, you know, letting a consumer think that they're an expert on the property when they just paid money to get this lead.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And of course, homes.com is a similar model where the listing agent gets the lead, not the Zillow agent.
Yes.
Who happens to pay more for that territory. They get the, you know, so that's great. Love it. I'm curious. So you're just launching here in Illinois and you mentioned two other states. What are the two other states you said you're just getting?
We're launching now. The next group is Texas. We actually, I think, just launched last week. And then Missouri, we're launching. We're in the midst of launching as well. So the Missouri market.
Okay. So when you come into a market like this, you're one of the things that makes it easier for you and more seamless is you first create a partnership with a brokerage in that market. So that there's some jumping off point there. You have some proof of concept for other brokerages and agents to start using the platform, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's usually multiple, right, in a market. Sometimes it's one, but normally you have a couple of partners within a particular market.
Okay. Are you guys, is this in any way somehow, for lack of a better term, hooked up with the MLS in these markets? Is there some correlation or?
Yeah, so we provide the MLS data on our site. So we have to follow all the MLS rules and agreements and those types of things. So when we activate, we have those MLS data, that MLS data there. So as you're coming in and you're wanting to put your listing out on final offer, you're looking up the MLS number, finding it, and being able then to showcase your particular listing to get offers and do those types of things as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, the feed comes on. So that's anything on the MLS, anything from the MLS is in addition on our site.
Okay.
And offers can be made. You can leverage the offer negotiation functionality as a subscriber on our site.
So there's an IDX feed or?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's what I was, that's, I should have just made it clear from the start, but okay. So there's.
Yeah. Versus a file feed, especially here in MRED.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. 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 So the other thing is, can you talk about who you've partnered with here in Illinois? And if you can't, I understand, but can you do that here?
I'll leave that to Jocelyn.
I believe a few Keller Williams brokerages in Illinois. We built we built the functionality to be able to leverage private exclusive listings within the brokerage as well. So we're a place where you can search for properties, save automated searches that include private exclusive listings for yourself and your clients, along with those real-time offer alerts on those properties. You can make offers, manage offers, negotiate offers. We're a one-stop shop for that kind of experience that occurs that no one's really targeted from a tech perspective. And you had asked earlier if we have any competitors. You know, I know that Zillow has showing times kind of offer management that didn't really do much. Again, I think there's a lot more to offer management. And when it's consumer facing, it's a whole different ballgame, right? It's really bringing the consumer into an experience that they're completely shut out of and inserting trust at that time.
Is it at all referenced on the MLS? So on listings, we have listings on the market. Can buyers or agents, buyers have a lot more access to the MLS now than they used to, right? I mean, they actually have, and even to the PLN, the private listing network now. So yes. They're seeing these listings and they see these listings on Zillow now as well. So is there a kind of an organic way for agents and buyers to see that this listing is somehow connected to final offer? Check this out.
We have a lot of really cool marketing tools. We have these awesome sign writers that say scan for real-time offer alert. So, in a metropolitan area like DC, you can walk around and see it. And consumers are like, offer alerts? I didn't know we could get that. And those leads also drive back to the listing agent. We have an open house tool, right? Instead of just saying, where do you live? What are you looking for? Do you have an agent sign in at an open house? It's a total differentiator to offer someone to sign in. So you have a sign-in tool now, but now they're getting real-time offer alerts and they're falling into your agent dashboard. So instead of just taking information from a consumer, which they don't want to give, you're giving them something of value where now they want to give their actual information.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, please. And we're just doing consumer marketing, right? I mean, consumer awareness around this is really the driving factor in real estate agents wanting to do something a little different and a little bit more than the traditional way. But a lot of agents see this as the enhanced way of selling a home versus the traditional way. Because you got to do a little more than just input in the MLS. It shoots out everywhere already. You got to do a little bit more now these days to prove your worth.
Yeah, no, I love it. And so I think one of the real benefits to this is, so buyer comes to my open house. If they scan this QR code, they will now get alerts as to any offers that come in on that house. So if they're interested, and they don't want to be thinking about it anymore, they want to put their offer in if they want to, go down that road and move forward with this property. So I think that's a huge, huge thing. And you know what? Consumers, buyers, that whole FOMO thing, right? Fear of missing out. And not only that FOMO thing, but they're nosy. If they're not interested in the house, I guarantee you they will whip out their phones and scan that QR code
because
they just want to know.
Jocelyn has some great nosy neighbor stories.
I do nosy neighbor door knockers. Instead of just listed, just sold, here are my stats for the year.
Love it.
Scan this QR code, follow along, nosy neighbor, and
find out what your neighbor's home sells for
before it closes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Most people will heart it on Redfin or Zillow and then completely miss the notification when it closes. Now you get this data in real time.
Jocelyn, that is a great point because, you know, we have to talk about this because we cannot let here in our market, and I'm sure it's the same in your market, we can't disclose what a property went under contract for until it closes. So how does that square with final offer?
So you have the choice in final offer to disclose what it's going to close for or not. Is that a choice by the seller or is that an MLS rule?
So that is an MLS rule. We cannot disclose. Like I have a property that we put on the market about 10 days ago. It was on the market for 9 days. We got one offer that came in that was ridiculously low. And they were kind of just, I think, just throwing an offer out there to see if they could get it at this price, right? And of course, didn't happen. And then we got an offer for a good offer. I can't say for what, for that reason we just talked about. But, you know, we got a good offer, accepted it, we're on. Now, if I was using final offer, anybody that was getting those notifications would know what that property went under contract for.
Well, it depends. So listing agents use our system in a variety of ways. You know, the most basic level of transparency that we have is that just an actual bona fide offer came in. It doesn't, you know, disclose who, no agent disclosure, no buyer disclosure, just says the date and time stamped. And buyer one, buyer two, buyer three, all those things.
Okay.
Some agents take it a step further and start negotiating in our system where there's disclosure signed by all parties involved that maybe a timer will begin where everyone has complete transparency into the price and terms of every offer coming in, like eBay kind of. Mm-hmm. Or we even have a buy it now option, which is super cool.
Awesome.
I mean, how often has a buyer said to you, well, what can I do to shut it down? Now, sellers can put out there through their listing agent exactly what that looks like. Even with one offer on the table, we're seeing really wild things happen because buyers are willing to pay a premium to know exactly what it takes and to ensure no one else grabs it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a great point. I actually worked with another system, which will go unmentioned, not because it was a bad system or anything, but you know, we're talking about final offer here. So that did something similar. But it's all about getting the word out. You know, you could have the greatest idea in the world, but you've got to deliver that message and get it out to the people that are going to use it, benefit from it, and that therefore the entire real estate ecosystem will benefit from it. Because I think this is really a cool thing and a great thing, but it's just about really getting it out there. And, you know, real estate agents are not necessarily the most open or trusting people out there. And I think they trust other real estate agents less than most others. So getting people to act on something new, and I've launched a lot of things, is difficult. It's not easy to get people to buy into something new. I think that's what you guys have to do more than anything. Like I would love to bring this up to the powers that be at LPT, because I think this is really a great thing. And I think it can be a differentiator, especially with that nosy neighbor thing.
Exactly.
And just getting people to kind of engage. Well,
and I think Larry, as... Oh, sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the things, Larry, that we hadn't mentioned is that it's not just the price, right? It's the terms as well. It's being able to know that this is what matters to the seller. That it, a lot of times those aren't disclosed until that one-on-one happens, right? Mm-hmm. So in the platform, you're able to put values to those types of things as you're going through the process. And all you're doing is creating that urgency. So whether you know the number or don't know the number, depending upon the scenario, you're being brought back and saying, okay, oh my God, there's a lot of activity going on here. I think this property is going to close. If I'm interested, I should put something in, or I should reach out to my agent or whatever it is. So those things are really what benefit the situation. But you're 100% correct in regards to getting the word out and for people being on board. And Jocelyn, I think that's where you were going to go.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, you know, as an agent, when I grow my business from using a tool like this, then, you know, more agents start seeing that and winning more business. So when you lose a deal, if you lose a deal because someone is doing a more expanded, enhanced process of what they're offering at a listing appointment, I mean, ultimately, I tell people my job is to market your home and get as many eyeballs as possible on it. That's literally my job. And if you think about what a traditional agent, they put in MLS, it shoots out to all those sites. They maybe do a door knock or some open houses. Like, I do even more, where I have more alerts going out, driving more eyeballs to your home. I mean, that alone is a game changer for me. I still have complete control over everything else. I mean, I had a property recently where I got a crazy outlier bid through Final Offer, and it was more that they just saw these alerts coming in and eyeballs going up on it that they said, okay, what can I do to shut it down? They paid 150 grand over like that. I'm like, great.
Yeah. What was the price point on that property?
It was at 1.35.
That's a lot to go over on a 1.35 property. So they wanted it. They wanted to shut it down, and they wanted to avoid competition.
Just like you said, creating urgency is your job, right? Yeah. You can't do that without more alerts out to everyone.
Yes. So, and that's what I try and get across to every seller that I interview with or I'm referred to hopefully get their listing and sell their home. And it's exactly what you said, Jocelyn. And that is, my job is to get as many eyes on this property as possible, as quickly as possible. Because that doesn't happen 60 days after you're on the market. But when you're on the market, your first 10 days are absolutely critical. Because if you want to sell your property for list price or more, you have to get as many eyes on it as possible, as many people eager to bid on it as possible, right? And hopefully you get into that whole multiple offer process, right? And that's the key to selling properties for as much money as possible, because we know as real estate agents, the longer you're on the market, the farther away you get from your original list price. And that's just the way it goes.
Funny, Larry, to add, you know, even in the DC proper market, because, you know, I'm DC, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, DC proper, we've been in a really cold market for quite a while where it's been a buyer's market. I mean, it is painful. I've lost so many, you know, I've just watched property sit for 5-6 months now. Yeah. And what's interesting is that there's ways to use our system to leverage some urgency or the risk of letting others see the price in terms of the offer to get a little bit more. And so people a lot of times actually just like to use our system when they have a colder listing, because they see it as a way to be strategic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's the only point I was making is that if you really want to sell your house, that is a great point.
Yeah, I agree with you though.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to get eyes on it and as many eyes on it as possible. Right. Immediately. So the bottom line is you don't have to, as offers come in and as you accept that final offer, you don't have to, make that known on the website what that final offer is. You can just say offer accepted.
Yep, exactly. Okay. It's up to you. Now, again, some people want to create that auction environment.
Yes.
Everything's completely transparent. Yes. Yeah. That's a choice.
Yeah.
But some people want to use the buy it now option. Some people just want to use it as a differentiator with the real-time offer alerts and then control and negotiate how they traditionally do. It's so totally up to you.
This is funny because I love the idea of the auction, and I've used another system like that. But it's funny. So I was one of the larger REO brokers in Illinois for about 10 years. And the majority of my sales were foreclosures. And this is 2009 to 2016, when it was just bonkers. I mean, I was closing 30 to 40 REOs a month. Now, here's the thing. So whenever we'd have a price, because, you know, these servicers, Fannie and Freddie, they don't know anything about real estate. Nothing. Zero. So their marketing process was they would list a home on what they would call a three-month marketing campaign. And so they would overprice their home. They would price it based on whatever repairs they did. They would add that into the price. They'd base it on, you know, some, it doesn't matter what my BPO said. They're going to put it on the market for what they want to. And then we go from there. So if after 4 to 6 months, we still haven't sold, they would put that property to auction, right? And lo and behold, the property very often would sell for more than the original list price, because you get so many people, you know, clamoring and bidding on that property at whatever price they're at now, 4 months, 5 months later, which didn't happen often. But when it did, very often you would sell that property for more than the original list price just because of the auction process. So I'm a huge fan of that.
You get it.
And
and desperate time, I have a listing that's been sitting. I dropped the price $100,000 below market just to create an auction. I move it and my clients get it.
That's what I try and explain to sellers, that, you know, when you list your property and you think, hey, I'm going to list it up here because I can always drop it, I can guarantee you, you're going to leave money on the table. And because market time is just going to eat away at that price like acid on that price. Every day, it's going to chip away at that price. But if you price your home at or even just a little below market value, people are going to come out of the woodwork and you're very possibly going to get multiple offers. So I think it's a great strategy. Tom, you wanted to jump in?
Yeah. So on that specific scenario, for example, one of the great things about having a final offer price is the ability to sit down with that seller and go, okay, you think it's worth $1 million. I'm telling you the market's 900,000. Why don't we work both? We'll make the final offer price $1 million and we'll make the list price 900,000. And let's see what happens here in the market as people get interest. And if they really want to buy it and they think that that's the value, then they hit that button and it's theirs. But it allows you to even present being more considerate of the seller, mm-hmm. right? And what they're saying to you, right? And sometimes that's a struggle. That discussion can be a struggle. No matter what your expertise is, it can still be a struggle just because a homeowner is going to have the emotions, the different things that they're a part of it. Or you go, let's also follow our neighbors that are on final offer and let's see what's happening. Let's see what's going on in this market so we can judge that, right?
Hey, by the way, I noticed Tom in his background has the Chicago Bears logo. And of course I have the Cubs win flag in my background.
I saw that.
You are a Cub fan, right, Tom?
I think
I'm going to cut you off if you say the Sox, the White Sox.
You should see the White Sox logo, but I'm not anti-Cub though. So I'm how joking. About that?
Nor am I anti-Sox. I was a huge fan of the White Sox when Ozzy was there and it was a fun team to watch. But the Cubs have started out good. Okay, that's sports.
Cubs are doing great, by the way. So Kyle Tucker has been a big asset. So
yeah, they just beat the Dodgers twice. So gotta say that because I hate the Dodgers. All right. So let me ask you this. So when you're coming into the Chicago market, do you only partner with brokerages, or can, let's say, a single agent like me says, hey, I love this, my brokerage isn't on it though, can I do it?
Yeah, so for sure, we can work with individuals, agents, teams, or brokerages. Okay. We usually, when we enter a market, we're going to team up with brokerages just because of the volume aspect, right? The ability to have it to make a difference. But it can be done by the individual as well. So that's those are things that are done. What's amazing is we have this concierge team that really walks through the process and helps like with marketing material all the way through training, certifications, understanding how everything works. So it's really a lot of white glove type services, I refer to it as, where you're getting a lot of attention because, you know, we have a vested interest in your success, right? Yeah. That's the way we look at that.
Yeah.
And it's not done by a cost per transaction or those types of things, because those are some of the questions we get sometimes, right? Like, oh, so you're getting for every closing, you're getting X amount. It's like, no, it's a license fee. It's a monthly fee that each person participates in, and you get all the tool set. Everybody gets the same tool set, and it's just a matter of, you know, putting it to work.
Yeah. So that, of course, you anticipated probably my next question, the $64,000 question for everybody, especially in these times, because Jocelyn, you're right. I mean, we are in, so just to give you we're in different times in real estate right now, right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of new rules there. There are some markets in Florida. Lee County in Florida has 24,000 properties on the market, and it's a property. Mm-hmm. It's an area with 800,000 people. So enough said, 24,000 properties on the market in Lee County, Florida. Here in Illinois, it's kind of a weird thing because, like in a lot of markets around the country, it's a price-driven market. Do not overprice your home. It will sit on the market forever because there are less buyers out there. So it's a price-driven market because of interest rates, right? Now, we know historically 7.5% interest rates, 7% interest rates are golden. The first house I bought was 7.5%, right? So,
but how much did it cost, though?
Yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. now we're at, which is my point. So now we're at what, 7.25%, depending on this, that, and the other thing. And everyone's going, oh my God, these interest rates, you know, but really interest rates historically are not bad now. Mm-hmm. But because that's everybody's perception, it's a price-driven market because of interest rates now. But at the same time, there's very little inventory on the market. So what does that do to price? That drives prices up.
Exactly.
So we're in kind of this thing where there's this confluence of things that don't really, that are just butting up against one another. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you have to be really considerate of all these things when listing a property or when getting involved with something like Final Offer or other platforms, whatever they may be. So what's the price point for an agent or a brokerage to get involved in this? Like, let's say LPT, we just moved into Illinois. What is their entry point getting involved with Final Offer if they want to offer that to all of their agents in Illinois?
Sure. It's based on the size of the brokerage, right? So it varies based on size. But a la carte, you know, an individual agent, it costs about $100 a month. That's your commitment. And at the brokerage level, it's obviously – a lot less in regards to the cost per agent,
right?
Because of the fact that you're doing a bulk purchase type thing, right? It sweeps across the entire brokerage. So you know, if you've got 50 agents, all 50 get them. It's not like, well, the, you know, I have 25 that really do a lot of the work, and then 25 that are doing it part time. And, you know, so, you know, we don't,
they're all going to have access to it.
Yeah. Yeah. We make sure we turn the lights on throughout the brokerage. So, and we really work on the adoption part, right? That's where we focus in on, is how do we get everybody on board to be using it more than, and again, because it is a differentiator. It's the difference between potentially recruiting and retaining your agents, right? That's the way we look at that as well, as a tool set itself. You know, you're different than somebody else when you're in having your sales and listing presentation. It's different. It's a different discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think too, Larry, it's important to look at all the technology that you use now. Right. We have, instead of saving a search, you know, on multiple MLSs, you can save a search on our site, which includes all that data, and save that search for your clients. You can use our open house tool, which some people pay, you know, out of pocket for some type of open house lead capture tool, you know, offer management. We have marketing assets, offer negotiation, listing assets, private exclusive functionality. We have all these built in one place where you can really see how $100 a month is pretty much nothing to get you another few extra listings and ensure you win every listing too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I could see, like, when you're door knocking and you have final offer connected up to, you have final offer engaged on one of your listings. Now, when you're knocking doors, you could hand them a postcard and say, hey, scan this and follow along as offers come in. You're going to see at the end of the day what your neighbor's house sold for, which is going to directly affect what your house is going to sell for.
Yeah. And you're the neighborhood expert, right? It positions you even more as a neighborhood expert.
Yeah.
Because you're providing real time activity and understanding of what's happening in your particular neighborhood at that time.
Yeah. So I'm a broker you're talking to, right? Let's say I'm a new broker owner. I have 30 agents on my staff. What's your elevator pitch? Give me your elevator pitch to me that says, hey, I gotta check this out. Go. Cool.
I'll go first. All right. We also have really awesome videos you should watch. So I'm talking to an agent, or I'm talking,
you're talking to a seller. Broker. You're talking, to a broker. And that's a good one too. Talk when you're talking to a seller, right?
Yeah.
And saying, so either one, whether you're an agent talking to a seller, or whether you're a, you know, talking on behalf of Final Offer to Robert Palmer, the owner of LPT Realty. So take it, whatever one you want to do.
Let's start with the owner of LPT first. So think of this as a place where your agents can truly differentiate themselves and grow their business by creating a more enhanced experience for themselves and for the clients that they're representing. This is an offer management and negotiation platform with real-time offer alerts so that agents have complete control over the process. They're driving leads back to them, and they're ensuring no offer opportunity is left behind for their sellers, and inviting the neighborhood to follow along so that they can get more business moving forward. You can also leverage our private exclusive functionality. Usually I'll ask, what are you using to leverage the communication of listings when a listing agreement is signed within the brokerage? A lot of people say an Excel spreadsheet, an email. Well, the concept is not only can you share those within your brokerage, but now they can also be automatically shared into a safe search for those agents and those clients connected to those agents in our system, right? Mm-hmm. And so everything is co-branded and co-marketed to remind the consumer that you are their agent. You are the ones giving them information they can't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. So I have 30 agents, Jocelyn. And what's it going to cost?
If I may, can I elaborate on that, Larry?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah. Go for it, Tom.
Perfect. My elevator pitch was simply around the problems we solve, right? So it's about right now you have an inventory issue. How do you increase your inventory? So this is an area that we help focus in on by providing you an ecosystem for your brokerage to be able to showcase your brokerage exclusives with your MLS listings and provide real-time offer alerts all in one spot. Instead of having to jump to MLS Connect, jump to these different sources to be able to do all these different things. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we provide more options for your buyers. So buyers are getting a lot more opportunity to see what's happening and you become a neighborhood expert. Third, we're more opportunities for your sellers. We get between 5-7% sale to list price increase. And we cut 50% of the days on the market by using our platform. So if those are areas of interest, that's why it makes sense. And lastly, it helps differentiate you to help recruit and retain your agents because you're, as you mentioned earlier, Larry, the company down the street doesn't have it, right? There are a select few partners that do, but this is really a differentiating tool and allows you to provide a different tech stack and a different way to market yourself that will enhance your business.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Yeah, makes sense. I love this idea. Like I said, I worked with another one that was pretty close to the price point the entry point for a single agent. Mm-hmm. But again, it's all about using it and really getting it out there to your clients, to buyers you're working with, to neighbors of listings that you have, because I think it could be a real differentiator for agents and for brokerages. And the price point really isn't going to be a
break the bank.
Yeah, right. It's not going to get
And Larry, you should look at the site because it's also just beautiful. And I hate to say that, but as an agent, I care about what's pretty. And what's pretty matters to me, right?
Yeah. So let's...
easy to use. Yeah, quick view listings.
Yeah, so here we are. This is your website. Now, I'm not signed in or registered, so this could be just kind of the...
And what would happen, Larry, is you'd have to prove that you're a real estate agent because we preserve the integrity of our site by manually confirming every person who claims to be an agent on our site by verifying all their information.
Okay. So here's my other question, and we'll get back to the site in a minute because I want to see if I could play that 60-second overview. Sometimes
that'd be awesome.
Sometimes the
audio.
There we go. Look at that. Okay, we got something different here. That's good. I actually like this better.
Yeah.
So what about, because this is something that's a big deal right now. So, and I've done a little bit of this, dabbled in it, didn't really get involved in it heavy, but wholesaling. So there's a lot of wholesalers out there. And some of them are real estate agents. Some of them aren't, right? Is there any way, if I'm a real estate agent, I'm wholesaling a property, which means it's probably not on the MLS. Is there any way for that type of agent to be able to work with you or work with Final Offer?
As long as they're a licensed real estate agent, we can't discriminate against how they do their business.
Okay. So,
but you have, there's no for sale by owner. So you have to be a licensed agent.
Gotcha. So as long as you're a licensed real estate agent, if you have a property that you're wholesaling, it's not on the MLS, but you have a contract that you can assign to another buyer, that is permissible as well on your site.
Yes.
Yeah. So for those people, this could be like insanely valuable.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you think about blending all that information together with the MLS information and everything else that's happening in a search experience for the people in their network, right?
Yeah.
That's the game changer there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this has really been enlightening. I'm interested to see how you guys move forward and do in Illinois. I think you'll do well. You know, as we know, like one of the test markets in, are you guys in Phoenix?
Are you in Illinois? Actually, we're just, yeah, we just closed an opportunity in the Scottsdale, Phoenix market.
Awesome. Yeah. So Arizona and Phoenix specifically is a test market for a lot of products that launch. Mm-hmm. That's where they go to launch. The Midwest typically is not, because they're much harder to break through to.
Connecticut, we've had a lot of traction in Connecticut, and we've been told that's the hardest out of every state in the United States to create any change. And we've had
surprised me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
so I think most- it's, yeah. I think it's though for the agents that really want to do something more and really show their value and aren't afraid of technology, that know that it's here and know that we have to infuse it in our business at some point, or we will go away, because there's plenty of companies like Redfin and Rocket. I mean, what are they doing? They're probably going to make a digital, cheaper way of buying and selling homes. Like, we need to be doing better and infusing technology, or companies like that are going to be the way that a lot of people are going to do business moving forward.
Amen on that. So we know. Go ahead, Tom. I see you're ready to jump in on that.
Yeah, I think Jocelyn makes a great point about, you know, I look at ourselves when I'm discussing this with a brokerage, is we're your technology partner that's going to, like, brings you to a different level that allows you to compete with these companies that have these deep pockets. You're getting all the technology and solutions. And one of the things that we didn't touch on is at the different levels is you're able to integrate your websites into our sites, a single sign-on. So it's not a standalone. You have your own brand. All of that continues. And that's all part of our platform, which is unique in this industry. Yeah. In the technology industry, everybody wants to have either their own ecosystem, or they're selling you that entire solution. It doesn't work with your current tech stack normally like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's that is a great point. And any final thoughts, Jocelyn, you want to?
Someone told me this a long time ago. It's really important to be curious instead of scared, right? And being curious is very important in particular with technology that's coming into our space, especially those that are looking to elevate the real estate agent. So I encourage all the listeners and have an open mind, because more often than not, people are like, wow, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So everybody, you know, the main thing is check it out. You know, bottom line is you got to look into things, because there's a lot of changes happening in the real estate market, and there's going to continue to be a lot of real changes happening in the market. Like you were mentioning, Jocelyn, you know, these mega companies like Zillow, Redfin, Rocket, they are finding ways to keep people in their ecosystem from start to finish. So they see a house they like, they want those people in that system, making offers in their system, getting agents through their system, closing through their system, getting title through their system, right? That's where they're trying to have this all go. So I think, you know, things like this really kind of force people to take another look, because I honestly don't think, you know, I don't want three companies to control everything in real estate.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, and that's,
especially those that are not looking out for the real estate agent.
Yeah, none of
them.
And
the consumer's best interest.
Yeah,
let's
and
be
none
real.
Of them are. They're looking after their shareholders, and well, they should
exactly.
be, because they're a company. That's what their job is, to make money for their shareholders, period. So I think the sooner people have more choices, the better. So if there's an agent out there listening to this or watching this, and they want to find out more about it, should they contact one of you directly? Should they just go to the website? What's the best way for them to do that?
They can definitely reach out to me directly here locally, but you can always go to our website. It'll all flow through to us anyway. So
okay,
there is a you know, there's a pricing page at finaloffer.com/pricing. There's, you know, a little chat in the lower right hand corner there that you're taking a look at. So all of those are areas that somebody can go to, or just a general contact us, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, guys, it was awesome having you guys on here. It really was. I mean, this is a great opportunity for, it's a great opportunity. You know what? I like this better. It's a great opportunity. I don't know why. It's a great opportunity for agents and brokerages to kind of, you know, look into new things. I mean, unless you just want all this to be controlled by Zillow, Redfin, Rocket Mortgage, and QuickBooks, or whoever else is getting involved in this, you know, look at things like this, because I think they could be real game changers. And let's talk again, maybe relating, you know, off screen here, to getting LPT involved in this, because at least getting it presented to them and seeing how they feel about this. Jocelyn, send me all your referrals. I promise I'll send you mine.
I got you. Perfect. Love it.
You guys have a great weekend coming up. If there's anything I can ever help you with, give me a call. And Tom, Jocelyn, we'll be talking again, because I really do want to see about maybe exploring getting LPT, or maybe having a lunch and learn and inviting a bunch of brokerages to find out about this. So we'll talk.
That's the best way to go about it. That lunch and learn would be great, just because, again, the more exposure, the better it is in regards to understanding the value.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So you guys have a great weekend. We will be in touch. Jocelyn, I'll be looking for that referral. And
same.
And good luck.
No cubbies, Larry.
Okay. I'll see you guys later.
Take care.
Thanks for having us.
All right. I'll see you.